Hello, fellow realists. I'm David Ravel, and this is ValueSide for Friday, November 11. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. Well, today, it's the crypto crash. Well, what's happening in the crypto markets is simply stunning. Bitcoin, the most widely traded of all cryptos, has declined by an incredible 96% in just the last 6 months. It's one of the most significant financial crashes of all time. Now, it would be easy to dismiss this as simply a fad investment gone wrong, but that would be a mistake. Cryptos are the proverbial canary in the coal mine, to use a favorite expression of Wall Street. And just like the miner's canary, which warned that conditions in the mine were unsafe, cryptos are a harbinger of the future, indicating that something is very wrong in the global financial markets. And like the tiny canary, cryptos are likely the most vulnerable of investment vehicles. So this recent crash is sending a clear message that things have turned dire. This crash is all very reminiscent of the great financial crisis of 2008. The mortgage industry first felt the impending heat of a significant market decline. Major mortgage brokers like Countrywide Credit crashed back then, but many ignored their warning, feeling that this event was isolated and would never affect traditional investments such as stocks and bonds. They were wrong. The contagion from the mortgage-backed market eventually spread to the entire financial arena. Not because the other markets, like traditional stocks and bonds, had any exposure to mortgages, but because the same disease that plagued mortgages also plagued stocks and bonds. And that disease is leverage. Our financial world rests upon a literal mountain of debt. Current household debt is $4.6 trillion, corporate debt $12.5 trillion, and the federal government has reached $30.5 trillion in debt. When times are good, these levels of debt may be no problem. Everything will be fine if the borrowers can make their interest payments and their collateral for those loans remains solid. The federal government does not have a credit issue. Its collateral is the entire country, and its cash flow derives from its unlimited ability to tax you and me. There are other issues with government debt, but we'll discuss those in another article. On the other hand, corporate and personal debt can have significant problems if they need more cash flow to make the debt payments or their collateral declines. In either case, there is the potential for default on their loans. So let's examine how this decline in the crypto markets may affect the financial system. Most who hold cryptocurrencies consider it money, cash, available to make purchases and to invest. And I'm not aware of anyone using cryptos as collateral, that is, take loans out against the crypto position, but I'm sure that everyone would include their crypto holdings in calculating their current net worth. And why not? Cryptos are an investment just like any other. As cryptos increase in price, something called the wealth effect occurs. People, justifiably, felt that they were worth more and that they could spend more and invest more based on their appreciating crypto holdings. But today, the reverse of that is happening. Let's call it the poverty effect. Crypto holders realize they're worth a lot less today than they were in April. Naturally, they cut back on their spending and perhaps stop investing. If things get tight enough, they may withdraw financially entirely. Remember that these crypto investors don't live in a vacuum. Many carry other obligations, such as credit cards, mortgages, and other loans. Those bills still have to be paid. And if they're using cryptos to pay for those expenses today, then they must sell 10 times the Bitcoin, for instance, to make the same house payment as they needed to sell back in April. Selling begets selling. Undoubtedly, a sizable portion of the investment public invests in cryptos. If these people withdraw from investing, it's bound to impact the financial markets significantly. So here's today's message. The crypto crash may seem far away and removed, but it can spread like wildfire and affect us all. Just because we don't own cryptos, we should not feel immune from its effects. Our task today is to make our investments as fireproof as possible. In economic news this morning, we've had two good news days in a row. Yesterday, it was the very positive inflation results from the U.S. Today, it appears that China may be relaxing its COVID policies. Yesterday, you'll recall the consumer price index came in at only 7.7%, the lowest rate in months, and an indication to the market that we may have turned the corner on inflation. A giant rally ensued, with the Dow up 1,200 points, that's more than 3%, Standard & Poor's up more than 5%, and the winner on the day, NASDAQ, up 5.5%. Bonds also rallied, and even beleaguered crypto markets rallied, with all the major cryptocurrencies up more than 1%. Now this morning, the good times look to continue, as China announces that it is relaxing some of its more strict lockdown policies, particularly its travel restrictions, which will have especially pleased business people. Admittedly, these changes are incremental, but China observers are optimistic that this will become a trend. It will be a real boon to international trade if China does return online, and we see that reflected in industrial commodities around the world. Currently, we're seeing West Texas Intermediate oil up 3%. Copper up 2%, lumber 3%, and nickel up 5% on the day. According to Credit Suisse, analysts estimate that if China came back online, it would mean an additional demand of 500,000 barrels of oil per day. That would be excellent news for oil-producing states such as Russia and Saudi Arabia. On the calendar this morning is the Michigan Survey of Consumer Sentiment. Wall Street expects this measure of the overall economy to show little change. Then reporting later this afternoon will be Baker Hughes' latest count on the number of active oil wells drilling in the country. Last week they said 613 wells were operating, about a third fewer than our peak oil year of 2019. And while on the subject of oil wells, this morning's most positive results from Superior Drilling Products, an oil and gas support company. Reporting not-so-positive earnings have been Algonquin Power and American Gold and Silver, both stocks currently trading lower. And that's the value side for Friday, November 11th. For all of our articles, complete with charts and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.